Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we welcome you, Mr. J.A. Ryder, live. Glad you all made it tonight. Hope you all gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a good time, aren't we? Glad you're here. Let's have it. All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here we go. All right. This is a fictional 21st century dime novel. It's a story of a dude who's been writing, wandering aimlessly, fighting with his alter egos for years. Thoughts and messages are sent to him from writers of the past, writers on the other side who write in his mind. This is a manual biography of his ride. Part one is called Writers in the Mind. This is a story of purpose, reason, and utility. The names and faces of the innocent are fictitious to protect the guilty. Steps to effect, thoughts to reflect, huge ideas to inject. Who is this writer? He writes in lyrics, not hysterics. Creates new verses, avoids old curses. Read the thoughts of J.A. Ryder, clutch your mind a little tighter. Does this make you stop and think, what the hell has he possibly had to drink? No one sober would dare to say, he writes on purpose this peculiar way. Left to the imagination in your mind, thoughts of sublimation, see what you can find. Join the mission of this writer. Open your eyes a little wider. Why not see what he has to offer? Hold your mouse a little softer.
I said a metaphor. I want to take it back. Doon, 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 boom, boom, boom.
Okay, this is the preview. It's nearly high noon, the middle of June, hot, dry, and no saloon. Close to swoon, writers in my mind, they commune. Let's write a different tune. A town called Simplicity, designed as an analytic city, winds of atmospheric electricity, free from eccentricity, requires no publicity, no duplicity. Free from toxicity, built on felicity, freedom of specificity, a town of thought, why not? The forewords. Time is ongoing, it does not pause, I'm here to contend, it goes faster at the end. J.A. Ryder is a rebel with a cause, he is on a mission to submission. He is on a ride unlike any other. He is a messenger of omniverses, a ride which goes fast, thoughts of those from the past, brought back as a task, thoughts in a vacuum flask. Unlike life, this ride lasts. All that matters is what you believe, all you can conceive. Meet the cast, mystic writers writing fast, emulations of the past. Forewords, rewords, e-words, words of effect, a catalyst to think, a time to inspect. As a self-proclaimed mind write, the author writes in a simplistic format, making up his own rules, not taught in schools. Tools for the blue collar, not for the scholar. A linguist is not, but a messenger self-taught. Written in poetics as an alternative format, theories and thoughts for the haves and the have-nots. Left open for interpretation, a mental manifestation of your own salvation for self-creation. A rider is coming, blowing in with the wind. Come on in, the show is about to begin. This is some pre-words about the author. Written long ago, high on a plateau, just west of Barstow, just a John Doe, nobody you know. The writer and the writer are two rebels with a cause. In the mind, there are no laws. Writers in his mind, several writers, all at the same time, approaching their prime, alter egos avoiding crime, thoughts sublime. Reality mixing with relativity, reason with a resolution, effects for a positive solution. The writer's face is a shadow of his imagination. His imagination is a picture of what he attempts to convey. Picture this. Don't resist. Thoughts to inject. Time to reflect. Reason. Treason. A season to reflect. Morals to inspect. Weason. Teason. Biocrap to infect. Time to reject. Morals of an ass. The time has come to pass. An effective change at last. Let's create a new cast. Riders from the past arriving here at last. Into this world they rode, a mission a la mode, a simple story told. Emulations of the past. This is a little bit about the preface. It was over 100 years ago to the day in 1855 that I dreamt that I woke up just outside of Abilene, Texas, under an old oak tree. The sun was on its way west, exposing direct sun rays through the branches, lighting up small bubbles of salty sweat above my eyebrows, slowly dripping onto my sunburned, chapped lips. It kind of felt good for a minute. And then I realized I've never been to Abilene, never been to Texas. Never mind. The point is, I dreamt I was there, and that's all that matters. Dreams sometimes are a contradiction, so I usually don't pay much attention to them. But this dream is different. I can't feel myself walking, but I can see my shadow, and I look like a cowboy. But I don't feel like one. I don't even own a cowboy hat, nor do I even want to be one, but I'm walking somewhere, and I want to find out where. But really, where am I? And where is reality? Where are all the thoughts coming from? Are they really mine, or are they just other writers in my mind? Are we both in the same place? I'm not really sure, but here we go again. I'm writing through the thoughts again as I write in my mental diary. My best friend, the one I talk to during bad rides, the one who listens. Lonely nights, high tides, dim lights, long rides, dark nights, low tides, no lights, and bad rides. Ride through the night, unable to see any light. Continue the ride. Riders through the night, ride towards the light. Never look back, never unpack, never give up. Changes are coming, riding in with the wind. No more negativity and no more sin. A reason to live, a chance to give. The time is now, effective steps will allow. All right, this gets into part one, writers in the mind. Writers who bring us thoughts and leave them on the doorstep of our minds. How ruthless, but how kind. Isn't that what a dream is? A ride through your mind? Who doesn't dream? Who doesn't remember their dreams? Who doesn't want to remember their dreams? Who doesn't care? Who would even dare? Where am I? I'm not really sure, but this sure the hell ain't Kansas. And I've already ruled out Texas. When in doubt, just keep on riding. Have you ever had that feeling when you are dreaming, You know you're in a dream and you just go along with it. Then you wake up and if you don't write it down right away, you'll forget about it. Well, I know I'm in a dream and I'm narrating it through my old typewriter as a manual biography. I'm trying to recall events in rhythmic steps. Do you dream in color? What about sound? I hear the music in my dreams, wake up with a tune in my head, thoughts still gleaming of the music I was dreaming. A parody of a melody, a rendition of a mindless submission, a time to reform by writers from a distant storm. Once upon a time, there were writers of all kind, wrote through my thoughts and wrote through my mind. Brought back by the living dead, writer's thoughts I was fed, unable to shed this sound from my head. Writers in the mind, writers in the mind. Into this head they ride, into this mind they hide. Like a rebel with a cause, a poem with no flaws, writers in the mind. There's a cider in your brain, it's messing with your mind, driving you insane, your inner thoughts sustain. Let the writers in, and then let the show begin. Writers in your mind. Man, you gotta like yourself, you better be your friend. Take you by the hand, make you understand. The life of you depends on the message that you send. You gotta be your friend. A wandering writer, a wandering mind, wandering thoughts of an evil kind. Writing through sin, stinking of gin, forgot where he's been, feelings of chagrin. Wandering aimlessly without direction, wandering shamefully for a new resurrection. Looking for a purpose, writing for a reason, fear of a merc, fear of treason. Wandering, pondering, and squandering his life, inner strife, sins of rife. And then one day while riding along, he felt he belonged to something strong. A feeling in the air, nothing to fear, something special was near. A writer's ride is a faith to be tried, self-abide. You can ride, but you can't hide. Sometimes it's hard to ride when you're a prisoner in your own mind. Sometimes you feel like you're a prisoner in paradise. A prisoner in a liquid vice, freedom valued at market price, a mentally opaque optical device, still a liquor-induced device. I can always follow what's expected of me, swing from a book or hang from a tree. Writing under the influence of liquor, lost thoughts would bicker, new thoughts would flicker, the sound of wicker. No one knows, of course, as I ride my horse, this source of force is from liquid remorse. A literary hack off the beaten track, an excessive angle of tack, who did I think I was? Jack Kerouac? From the town and the city, I felt shitty. On the road to Big Sur, to find my cure, a lonesome traveler with Mexico City blues. Scattered poems I would write, poems from Jack, tonight. I felt his aura in my mind, something different, something kind. From Dharma Buns to a vision from Cody, Dr. Sachs said, watch out, visions of Torard. Satori in Paris, that's where we lost Jim. I knew it was him. Poems of all sizes, the sun always rises. Poets on a rampage, writers through the doors. Strange days, writing through one, waiting for the sun at a soft parade in front of the Morrison Hotel. A classy L.A. woman, has the end begun? Could I endure? A trip to the West to follow the best, avoid being depressed, fight off seeming obsessed. To invest thoughts of rest, this would be my test, my quest, my zest, my thoughts, I would write with rest. A prisoner in paradise, the mind is the best place for me. I can always travel for free. I tend to go on trips, rides throughout my mind, fantasizing of different places, times of a different kind. I'm just a passenger on a train in the night, a train with so many faces, a train to so many places. I am just a writer one of those faces. A train of thought? Why not?
If I was a madman, doodle 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 doodle, bum 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 bum.
Okay, this is a little something called Tangents West. Traveling through the minds of distant writers, writers from the other side, wild tangents out west. Tangents arrest. Baby, don't go. Baby, don't go. Babe, I don't know which way to go. Baby, don't go. It was on a road trip to Zion's back in 76. I was driving across the desert listening to my old 8-track playing a little bit of Leon Russell. I've been so many places. Then all of a sudden, I-15 came to an end. I hit some speed bumps and my 8-track tape ejected as I hit the brakes. Then my FM radio kicked in, and ironically, it was the Doors playing This Is the End. The next thing I know, I'm driving down the Las Vegas Strip, and back in those days, they forced you through the City of Sin. But after 200 miles of desert, it was a welcome sight. The City of Lights, Lime and Lust. The billboards were like a list of who's who. Elvis, Johnny Cash, George Carlin, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, etc., etc. And then there it was, the famous Caesar's Palace with Frank Sinatra on the billboard. I looked over at my girlfriend, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. And said, "What do you think?" She said, "Baby, I'm amazed at the way you ask me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I'd love to. Do 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 do. Ooh, she makes me weary. Young girls, they do get weary. Wearing that same old shabby dress. But when she gets weary, I try a little tenderness." And then Jolene said, "If you see me walking down the street, just walk on by, walk on by." So I told her there were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. So anyway, I don't know if it was the heat, the weed, or the wine coolers. Maybe it was all three. But we went ahead and pulled in to see the chairman of the board. Saw lots of celebrities there. Peter Bogdanovich was chasing Cybill Shepherd around. We had a back row seat and could barely see old Blue Eyes, but we could hear his vocals perfectly. As I recall, the last song was... When I was 17, it was a very good year. We drank a lot of beer. We had no fear. We did not hear the warning signs of those simple times. When I was 17, After the show, we went across the street to Joe's Tavern.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story I think you should know.
Then all of a sudden, Joe cut me off.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? Hey, Joe, I said, where are you going with that gun in your hand? He said, I'm going down to shoot my old lady. You know, I kind of messing around with another man. Yeah, I'm going down to shoot my old lady. You know, I kind of messing around with another man.
And then I said to Jolene, we've got to get out of this place if it's the last thing we ever do.
We've got to get out of this place. Girl, there's a better place for me and you. Do, do,
do. Okay, that was a little external mania, and this is called internal mania. Craving mania, going insania, manic depressive, obsessive compulsive, a bipolar affective disorder. My mind is out of order. But who's to say what's normal today? With a state of array, politicians having their way. Is it here to stay or go away? Take a drug, create a plug, stop the mania, or create megalomania. According to my board of trustees, it's a mental disease. No longer can I do as I please. They have taken away my keys. Time to appease, time to seize. External logsies. Below the seas of bipolar ice caps, throwing the dice, playing craps with the risk of relapse. Curiosity, newly arisen, a thoughtless visit to my old grand prison. Avoid a collision, it's my decision. Choose the right door, caution the explorer, you've been there before. Remember the whore. Alright, this is called Reflections. Misconceptions, injections, and deflections of the past. Memories that didn't last. Spirits, merits, and dignity are the morals of a mast. Inscriptions, subscriptions, prescriptions, and a loudmouth ass. Perceptions are vast. Spirits build the mast. The doors of perception are made of glass. Reflections of the past. The ride is fast. Plan the future. It soon becomes the past. Make your memories last. A writer's ride rides an epic format. Poetics form a simple doormat. An entry to the mind to see what one can find. Theories of the haves and the have-nots. Fat cats in top hats preventing all of that. Escape through whiskey shots. Dead men on army cots. Dynamically changing plots. What have you got? Actually quite a lot. A drunkard's ride, a Jekyll and Hyde. Deep inside, thoughts abide. Memories subside. A premonition of a simple cognition. A writer's submission of a parody tribute rendition. Drunks in the street roaming. Fat cats in heat sun gloaming. Rabid dogs caged all over the city. Body of his brother rotting in the winter ground. He was run out of town. Went down south and crossed the border. Left his life back in Boulder. Back there, alone to smolder, one morning he awoke a little older, a strange voice moaning inside him, Blood oozed from his nose to his chin. Wake up! You can't remember who it was. Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. This dream is just beginning. This is the end of sinning. Drinks half full in a dirty sink. Cigarette butts float to the surface. I woke up nervous. A ring in my ear, overwhelming fear. Nerves were shot. What have I got? A telephone rings, more bad things. A jug of wine fit for a king. Write another linguistic string. Hurry before another mood swing. So I woke up this morning and I got myself a beer. New coffee wouldn't kill the fear. Why have all the jitters and deal with all the critters? No one's here, just us quitters. Supplies are low, where do you go? To the basement down below. Deep in cement, the alcohol well. Halfway to hell. Lock and load the doors, unplug the phone. Another day to drink and roam. Into this place I call it home. Another day of whiskey shots will suspend all of my thoughts. Turn up the stereo, all 200 watts. Erase all my wisdom. This is my grand prison. Unable to afford to think, barely can hold on to my drink. A ravaged soul, guaranteed not to get old. Inherited disorder? My thoughts are out of order. Attention deficit disorder? Maybe it's bipolar. Can I reorder? A party in my mind, probably the worst kind. I go on trips to see what I can find. All of my thoughts are out of the line. The higher I go, the less I know. The highs are lower, recovery is slower. Chase that feeling that used to be nice. Watch the vodka melt the ice. Another line across the mirror, make that feeling a little nearer. Further away, I tend to stray. Every day, mental decay. I'm going further south of the border. Find a waitress and put in my order. Find some chaos, create disorder. Down the hall, on the wall, a Morrison poster, a great toaster, a rock and roller coaster, a genius poetic roaster. Often misunderstood, went too early, knew he would, knew he could, but there he stood. In the hall, on the wall, on a poster, still a rock and roller, his lyrics still solar. Had a vision of moral unjust, threw my drink down in disgust. Powerful and robust, ideas to combust. A desire to must, a white pine blister rust. No longer cussed, time to readjust. A writer on a whim, I knew it was him. He said he was going down south of the border, away from the chaos and the disorder. The hotel was green, at least in my dream. Snakes along the wooden sidewalk, if you listen carefully, they would talk. They knew it was him. He talks to me as a writer standing by the door, back from a 42-year tour, a writer who has been here before, a writer who wants more. I knew it was him, I felt his rapport, his presence you could not ignore, words of implore, words of yore. On a whim, I asked him, are you Jim? I felt the phantom limb of a soldier, appearing grim and much older. Slight smolder, cold shoulder, not to molder, not to quit. This guy still had all his wit. His mind was powerful as before, standing there against the door, a simple metaphor. His answer was indirect, what was I to expect? His thoughts I could detect, a message to connect, an idea to project. In the end, it's the message that you send, was all he said. His thoughts I was fed, I knew right then he wasn't really dead. Obsessed by him? No, I don't think so. I go with the flow, I go with the show, I go with what I know. I believe it's him, the power of his music, the power of his lyrics, the power to come back through from the other side, come back for another ride. To break back through from the other side and join this ride, I believe he's back. Obsessed by him? No, I don't think so. How do I know? He told me so. A magical, mystical ride to the mystical, magical side, from pillar to post, the host is a ghost. This is a trance of right. A chance tonight of willful plight, thoughts incite, a trance to right. Free to contrite, let's dance tonight, a trite romance, a chance to right. Time to excite, time to ignite, a chance to right, a mind of sight. Come to light, a line of flight, a chance to night, a trance to write. To read a right is a reader's right, a simple view, an easy clue. It's up to you. This is called Steps to Perceptions. Perceptions from the past, shadows of ideas cast, public awareness is vast. Fads fade, new ideas made, nothing ever lasts, ideas change fast, emulations of the past, the mind is vast. First impressions, resulting expressions, temporary recessions, net possessions. Eventual concessions of compulsive obsessions equals final concessions. Gradual regression, soul repression, defensive aggression, eventual digression. Leading to depression. What is your profession? What is your question? A filming session of indiscretions, perceptions of the past, ideas repossessed at last. The mind is vast, but thoughts can last. A rider with a cause, born with many flaws. Until this ride you take, your life has been a fake. A rider with a cause. A rewrite of your life, a ride without strife. Notes you will not take, your life has been a mistake. Bad rides on the take, rewrite your life, you have a lot at stake. A double-edged sword, decisions you can't afford. Into this world you're born, you depart with memory worn. Riders in the mind, memories often stored. Thoughts to render. Not to lose the earth, not to touch the sky, only lie in wait for everything to die. Rendered thoughts of what we were told, a bill of sale for ideas sold. Thoughts maligned, ideas that grind, a simple sign, intertwine, realign, redefine the mind, preventive decline, an effective time. Introduce divine perception through reception of a new conception. So a story is told, one to behold, one of new, not old, readers pulled, come in from the cold. Perceptions of the past, unsurpassed, laws of belief, a mind of sheep, internal relief, a feast of boots, internal truth, sit and sleuth, watch the youth. Follow the sheep west, spectators at our best, you know the rest, where is our zest, have we failed the test? Our thoughts blind, time to realign. Current events a sign, not to waste our time, not to lose the earth. Nothing could be worse. Rid the evil curse. It's time to be effective. It's time to get it right. Time to save the planet. Time to reunite. All right, this is about choices. Choices, choices. Listen to all the voices. If only we all drove Rolls Royces. Raising vices, high-tech devices, rising prices, simplicity suffices. The center of the road, a rider road, the sun, a descending node. Writing in code, the rider road. His keyboard west, thoughts reloaded, ideas decoded, bad habits eroded. Not to confuse, not to excuse, not a ruse, a messenger of views for the viewer to choose. Reflections, theories, and choices, listen to all of the voices. Readers and writers, watch out for the insiders. The west side is best, they have all of the providers. Choose your ride, you decide, the path you take, it's inside, partake. Remember to awake after a mistake. Not to fake, not to snake, not to break, but partake for your own sake. Choices are free, listening to potpourri to a tolerable degree, We are all free. Okay, this is a little redirection. As I ride my horse along this stream, it really did seem this may not be just a dream. I ride my horse on a change of course with no sense of direction, suddenly a complete recollection. A simple reflection of internal inspection. Andy and Alex both ride this mind. One is bad, one is kind. The left and right, a political stain on both sides of my brain. Too many wagons are on this train. Andy, don't complain that Alex is insane. Insurrection in the mind, a flexion in the brain. Conflicting introspection, a mental house of correction. Riding aimlessly, crossing through a brook. A reflection in the water, it's a magical, mystical book. I seem to be amiss of simple bliss. Suddenly I feel mistook, undertook as I try to look what's with this book. Revelated thoughts overtook this mind, it shook. He decides to take a look, an internal view of resurrection, a chance for a new direction. All of a sudden, a thought of ascend, so simple to comprehend. This wasn't the end. It was time to transcend to writers on the mend. No long a lone writer in his mind, he's found writers of a different kind. New messages they would send, J.A. Ryder is on the mend. Writers are spirits who ride through time and space. Everyone has access to them, but only if they believe in them. There are good and bad writers. Writers will talk to you if you listen. Writers in the mind, writers on the mend. In the right after, it's the message that they send.